This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm not going to revert back to talking about crime statistics daily, or weekly rather, over the weekend, but I will talk about them periodically to make a point. And I want to make a point of making sure that you understand that while you recharge your batteries, you can't forget nothing's changed. As the old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But I don't. Like when he got after the guys for, you know, taking a knee and holding their fist up and things like this. He's like, I think it's silly. I think it's stupid. This country's giving these guys everything. And he was right. But that is considered controversial. Why is he weighing in on that? What do you mean, why is he weighing in on that? Race issues are huge in America. The idea that Trump would weigh in on that is exactly what a president is supposed to do. He's supposed to bring us back together and say, what are these guys complaining about? They're all multimillionaires. The cops pull them over and want their autographs. They don't hurt them. They don't want to do anything to them. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't know what's going to need to happen with us this year, but I'm going to here's what I'm going to warn everybody going into 2024 for us. 2023 was a horrible year for me financially and for many other reasons. My son turned 16, actually he turned 17 at the end of the year, and he's going through a typical teenager stuff that has been absolute, you know, it wreaks havoc on your family because kids go through these stages, but you lose them for a bit. They lose their minds. Anybody that's had kids, you know what I'm talking about. So you deal with things like that. And my son is an amazing kid. He's a great kid. But he does stupid stuff. And we had some tragedies in the family. Melissa's got health issues. My mother-in-law was in the hospital. Lots of stuff. My brother almost died. I mean, I could go on. It was a horrible year. I'm not having another one. I'm talking about in terms of what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. Because as I said, the number of years ahead of me is certainly less than those behind me. And I have for 15 years left something that I love to do this and to make sure people understand there's a different way to think about politics. There's a different way to think about life. There's a different way to think about your religion and spirituality. And I have given the best of me for 15 years. Only to struggle mightily. And one of the things I'm proud of, and one of my buddies told me this. He said, Kevin, you'd never know it. We listen to the show, you'd never know it. And I'm openly sharing with you, you know, financial issues, all this stuff. I don't want any sympathy. And I don't want, I know there are people out there going, hey, Kevin, oh, Kevin talked about it. He ain't got no money or whatever. It isn't like I can't get it. It would be different if I was like, well, I'm broke and I got no prospects or whatever and I need you. I don't need that. I choose it. But it bugs me that, and I just chalk it up to the good Lord telling me, Kevin, there's a lesson in here for you. I don't know what it is, God. I'm looking for it. I'm searching for it. But I'm telling you this. I'm not going to have a 2024 like 2023, God willing. I feel like God will reveal himself to me, but I also believe that it's our responsibility as patriots to figure out what we want to do. This is not about me. I know there are people out there that may think that it is. I will tell you, God is my witness. When I started the Black Sphere, which was our original brand before we went to the Kevin Jackson Network, I said, I literally had a conversation with God and said, give me somebody I can promote. I don't want to do this. And God said, well, why don't you do it? And I thought, well, we'll do it temporarily, God, and then we'll find somebody that can do it. And I want to promote that young black man to be the Pied Piper of the things that I espouse. And every single time I go that way, God goes, I've chosen you. So that's where we are. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not having another year like this, like I did in 2023. Everything, my health suffered. You can probably hear it in my voice. I had a Barry White smooth sounding voice. What? I had a voice, shoot, Mel Butter. Oh, I cracked myself up. I can feel myself degrading, you know, and I'm at the age where you, sadly, you're going to degrade, but I've been holding it off because black don't crack, but black is starting to crack. And I'm sick of, you know, going out there, shadow banned, you know, no sponsors, the whole thing, and just fighting the good fight. And having to get up and rinse and repeat and do it every day. I feel like like a lion. I got to get up every single day and go hunt for a meal. That's insane. It's insane with the level of talent that I have. And I'm airing this thing out, the conversations I have with God, you know, almost on a routine basis. But I'm having it with you. Because at one point we were going to take the radio show behind the firewall. At another point, talking to my wife, she goes, dump it. She's like, get rid of it. If people don't want to hear what you have to say, dump it. You've got better in you. There's better things for you to do. And we've talked about it. And I'm still here. But it's going to be a different year. Anyway, I want to move on with this Trump thing because I don't like giving lectures. But I want people to be aware of what's going on in my life. You know, I'm not one here to try to hide or, you know, I'm not some rapper going, it's all good. I'm about to go get my new Benz. No, Nope, we have a car that got wrecked. My son wrecked his mom's car. All rite of passage for most kids. Guess what? They can't get parts for it. Our rental car expired after 50 days. That's the state of Arizona something. I don't know. So we had to give up the rental car in 50 days. They told us we might not get our car back till the third quarter of this year because of supply chain problems and the parts for the car. Is that insanity or what? So we're down to one vehicle with a kid that, you know, has to be jockeyed around. I mean, it's insane. I want to go back to this because, and I'm going to have to do another segment on it, but Trump, he's making some moves that are critical. It's no longer going to be, oh, he's just a buffoon out there doing stupid stuff, talking about race issues or whatever, which, by the way, are huge issues. It is what they wrote. Donald Trump is making serious headway with a block of the GOP that's among the most skeptical of his 2024 bid, Republican senators.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about the serious side of Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, I love the spontaneous, off-the-cuff Trump. I do. I think many people have grown to appreciate that side of Donald Trump. That non-politico that says what he thinks, because that's the way you want people to do it. You want, most of the time in your life, you want people that are willing to say, nope, Kev, I disagree. You don't want contrarians, people that do it just for the sake of doing it. You want people that really say, I don't agree with you. And Donald Trump's that guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Lots going on. I want to give a thanks to my team, headed by Terry Littlepage of Spreely. We are really starting to see some activity. I hope you'll take a look at Spreely. You're going to see us doing a lot more with them because Terry's just a genius. He set up, you know, a TV network. He's on Roku and all this other stuff, and we're going to be an integral part of that. But he's helping us grow the radio show. He's helping us grow the blog site. And he's really done a great job. He's a true patriot, a true God-fearing, God-loving. I don't like to say God-fearing because we don't need to fear God. But he's a God-loving guy. And I want to give a shout-out to Terry and his team, his daughter, They do an amazing, they've just been such good patriots over the last decade. And they're the type of people that will remain behind the scenes because they're not looking for anything, but they're magnifying voices of many people, and they need to be congratulated. So Terry, thanks to you and your team for that. And I also want to thank everybody that listens to the program and spreads the word about it, because I reach out and talk to some of you because you're very vocal to me and we've become friends. But I want you to know there are many of you out there. I know what you're doing. I know you're helping. And I know you want to do more, and you always can. And I hope you will reach out to us and do your part, because we will get back in contact with you. We're one of the, I think we're probably the most reactive. In other words, you reach out to us, we reach out back to you, of any group that I know. And I know most of the guys. I know the Bonginos of the world, Tucker Carlson, others, and they're great guys. But you know, maybe they just don't have the time. You know, they're just a lot busier than I am. Or maybe they've got more money to spend, so they're not wasting time on, you know, on what they think to be is the little people. But I love the little people. Anyway, I want to get back to this, because the serious side of Trump, I think, is a big deal. And they continue in this article. They say, in some cases, Trump is breaking through thanks to the sort of personal attention that he's known to lavish on allies and supporters. I mean, isn't that what I just talked about? Talk to the people. When you hear me talk about Bob and Carol, I called Bob because I knew he was sick. He had fallen, and I talked to Carol. And before Bob came on the phone, he and me and Carol talked. I asked him, were you in Canada? Are you back in the States? I know their lies. I read Bob's letters. Bob, you're going to be getting a letter from me. I talked to Ann. She sends me stuff all the time. Kevin, what do you think about this? Many of you asked me my thoughts. Phil called me the other day. Kevin, what do you think is going to happen in the election cycle? Told me about his business, losing his son-in-law. We talk. And that's the stuff that endears us to one another, because we know what's going on in our lives. And I hope that, you know, I think that's the best way to do it, is high touch. And Trump sees that. I think people see him as he's reachable. He's not some elitist that you're never going to get to talk to, or he's going to look down on you when he does. That was Bill Clinton's appeal, too, by the way. They go on to say, Senator John Hovind, Republican out of North Dakota, for example, endorsed home state Governor Doug Burgum for president in June. But even before Burgum dropped out of the primary, Trump was already in Hovind's ear. Trump called me before to discuss an endorsement, Hovind recalled in an interview. The Midwesterner said he and the former president, he told the former president that Burgum is a close personal friend. He's from my state, so I endorsed him. Then, according to Hovind, Trump asked if I'd endorse him if Doug didn't continue. So he didn't say, you need to stop endorsing him and do me. He says, look, if he drops out, will you then endorse me? Now, I'm gonna jump in here for just a second and say this. I've always said endorsements don't matter to me. Does it matter to you that John Hovind, a Republican out of North Dakota, endorses Donald Trump? Does it matter to you if Ron DeSantis drops out, which I heard he's going to? Does it matter to you if he drops out and then endorses Donald Trump? It wouldn't to me, but you would hope that he would, because it isn't going to change your mind. So I don't look at these as that big of a deal. But what I do look at it as, it does matter in the political universe. That ecosystem, it matters. And a lot of the so-called, you know, the rhinos or the people that are on the fence or whatever, that have been afraid to endorse Trump. Trump is now saying, I'm not going to just dismiss them. I'm going to let them know they have a seat at the table. Anyway, they said that success winning over the Hill GOP was hardly guaranteed, and comes just 3 years after Trump mounted a public campaign to overturn his 2020 loss that's gotten him indicted on dozens of criminal charges. But a combination of behind-the-scenes courtships like that of Hovind and the growing feeling of inevitability that Trump will win the nomination is peeling off Republican senators who might otherwise have longed for a new, less divisive standard bearer. These days, many in the GOP see only an upside to early support of Trump. Folks, I cannot impress upon you enough. Donald Trump is dominating politics. I want you to ask yourself for 1 second, if the media didn't beat him up, told you his real record, actually talked about Joe Biden the way they should be, actually talked about the controversies on the left and the inner fighting that they're doing versus us, where do you think Donald Trump would be? This man is triumphing. Yeah, I think that's right. Why am I that not registering right in my brain? Anyway, he's been triumphant over every single thing that they've tossed at him. And articles like this highlight what I've been trying to tell you. When you look at the way that the politicians want to play the game, because it is a game, these things that Trump's doing, it matters. So I go back to this. McConnell runs the Senate. You've got all these senators now who are going, you know what, we're not going to wait. We have elections coming up. We want to solidify the Republican base. We see the writing on the wall. We're jumping in. And then you got McConnell over there fighting Donald Trump. This is a major statement. And Trump, you know, again, I don't know whether Trump is with name call or whatever. I don't think he cares if Hovind is supported his best buddy for a while. But when he asks for your endorsement and it's time for us to solidify, if this party comes together, it can't be defeated. Not in this election cycle. And this brings me up to one other conversation, and we can talk more about this in the broadcast if we need to, but they were asking if Donald Trump needs a VP, and my short answer was no. It almost doesn't matter who he picks. Look at Pence. He picked Pence because, oh, Pence will give it this, that, or whatever. Pence was a non-starter in or after the election. It doesn't matter. It would be nice if you picked somebody that can be the standard bearer going forward, but it's not necessary, not for him.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he does not believe his former boss, President Donald Trump, is an insurrectionist, despite what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
This was a riot that should never have happened. The former president's words that day were reckless.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, Pence added he does not believe Trump violated the 14th Amendment and that he should remain on primary ballots. Some Americans in a recent poll indicated they believe the FBI might have been behind the events of January 6th, but Pence quickly refuted that when asked. Investigators of last Friday's Alaska Airlines mishap out west say the cockpit voice recorder from the Portland to California flight will be useless to them. NTSB officials say that is because those recorders often overwrite all saved data every 2 hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want you to be prepared for this year. Nothing has changed from last year to this year, folks. Nothing has changed from last decade to this decade. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats and other leftists plot a scheme to destroy the America that we know. And that America is amazing. It is by far the most amazing country on the planet. I've never been to Dubai. I've seen it. It is absolutely spectacular looking. But let me tell you, I wouldn't trade one thing to live in Dubai versus living here. You could give me the best residence in Dubai, and I would not take it for what I have right here in the United States. And I live meagerly. Yeah, no great shakes over here. Old cars, rented house, not a bad home, but not where I'd live if I were working in a different job. I'd have a whole other residence. I'm not complaining, I'm just saying. Anyway, the left, they want to reshape this country. They want to repurpose it, revamp it, they say. Why do they want to do this? Because it's not broken. If it's not broken, the left say break it. They're like tweakers. They're like meth heads. They don't know why they want to take the TV apart and put it back together and have parts left over. And then you plug it in and you get electrocuted. It wasn't their fault. They made it better. They were trying. Doesn't the effort count? Leftists are in the business of breaking things. And this constitutional republic that they call a democracy, it works. It's not perfect, but nothing is. It's as close to perfection in a government that you can get. It's run on capitalism. And even though it's not perfect, we've got to fight to preserve it because there's nothing better. Whatever its flaws that we have, I promise you, there is no better system on the planet. And that's why leftists want to break it. They want to tweak it. They keep hoping that their ideas can improve what we've built here. See, they have the conservative nature of the Constitution, and they can bring progressivism to it. So what? There's nothing progressive about progressivism. Nice word, nice phrase. But what's the outcome? Leftists claim, we're going to protect the democracy. They love that argument. Trump attacked a democracy. Big fat lie. Democrats attack the, quote, democracy, which I repeat is a constitutional republic, all the time. They always have and they always will. Don't you find it interesting that the people who claim they want to protect this system, the democracy, have both communist and socialist right in their midst. The Socialist Party of America is part of the Democrats. The Communist Party of America is part of the Democrats. But they say they want to save the democracy. They say we're attacking the democracy. I don't know about you, but what have you done to attack this democracy? Please tell me. Do you not pay your taxes? Are you looking for the easy way out? Do you go steal? Do you not respect people's lives? Do you not respect their dignity? Do you not respect their efforts? Do you not respect their individualism? What is it that you're doing to attack the democracy? I'd really like to know. Are you for laws that protect individuals' rights and freedoms? I think you are. You want government out of people's lives. These are the people that want to smoke dope. They want to not have you moralize about their sexuality, and you're going, I'm all for that. Live and let live. Go for it. But you're the one that's attacking it. Why? Because you don't embrace it? What, should we all become asexuals, non-binary, you know, devil may care? Or is it okay that I be who I want to be as an individual? Because it doesn't seem like it from the left. These people, I want you to understand the lengths that they're willing to go to sell their lie about protecting the democracy. To sell their lie about January 6th being an insurrection. To sell their lie that Donald Trump was he's the meanest guy on the planet. He's Hitlerian. You would think Donald Trump had never been president the way they describe it. If he gets in, he'll be Hitler. Well, what did he do? What did he do when he was in? Was he Hitlerian? I mean, you've got a track record for the dude. And what about you MAGA types? All of us, we people out here there, make America great again. How dare you want to make America great again? They criticize MAGA. And understand that it's make America great again. You think they would have cared if it had only been MAG, make America great? I propose, even if you said make America great, they would have said, why do you want to make America great? They don't like the again. Because it implies that America, you know, wasn't great under Biden or under Obama or whatever. It wasn't. Do you think it matters to them, really? False accusations. I mean, even when disproven about Donald Trump, they continue the narratives. Never are they held responsible, however, for their blatant lies. And I'll give you Adam Schiff as an example. This guy hasn't produced one ounce of evidence on Trump with Russian collusion. And it's a very simple reason why. There is none. So he's blatantly lied, and the media hasn't called him for it. And in fact, he wants a promotion. He wants to graduate from congressman to senator of California. Nobody can produce one ounce of evidence against Donald Trump whose catchphrases are make America great again and America first. And they say he's an insurrectionist. He was trying to destroy the democracy. And he's been declared a threat to the democracy so that they can do whatever they want to him. And they want you to believe that because he's a threat to the democracy, if you don't side with them, well, you're just as big of a threat. Specious indictments against a man that we all know, stupid stuff. It's like nanny, nanny, boo, boo. We'll get you. They want to keep a solid citizen off the ballot in multiple states and hoping that will thwart him. I promise you, it wouldn't work even if they were able to do it. We'd write him in. I think it would cause massive problems for him because they would then have to look at all the ballots because the write-in candidate would be bigger than the regular stuff. I guarantee it wouldn't impact it. And what about all the lawsuits against Donald Trump? They want to keep him in court, keep him busy so he can campaign. But they don't call it election interference, no. And even when they invoke the DOJ to help him, the FBI, who's complicit. Have you ever listened to an interview with Christopher Wray? Of course you have if you listen to this program, because we play him.
Well, I can't talk about an ongoing investigation. Well, you must remember now that I was appointed by
a Republican president, and that's the reason why, even though I go after Trump, you can't say that it's me. I mean, it's amazing to me. This guy doesn't answer questions, and he's accountable to us? Here's my question. How much are you willing to take? Democrats openly attack this country, and we do very little. Oh, I know. We're out there protecting it. Come on, Kevin. We're listening to your program. We're out there. We're doing our part. Let me tell you something. I know how problems get solved. We're not solving problems. We talk a lot about them. We complain a lot. But what's really being impacted? I'll give you an example. The border invasion. How many videos do you need to see or pictures do you need to see of caravans and caravans of people coming into this country and nobody's done a thing? They estimate 300,000 people last month came into this country. They called them. That's how many interactions they had. That's how many didn't get interacted with. The border situation is crazy. Where are the lawsuits suing the federal government over this, or suing California and saying, why aren't you protecting people? If I were a legal immigrant who had standing, who I would sue the Fed. I'd say I spent tens of thousands of dollars waited on waiting lists to come into this country legally, and this is what you give the people that come here illegally? Right now they want to give them free medical. They're already on welfare. It's a host of stuff. Why would you want to be a legal citizen in this country, given what you could get illegally? I'm talking about if you were coming in. These are laws that are on the books to protect our border, and they wholly ignore them. The people that say they're protecting the democracy are the ones who ignore the laws. The majority of the people in this country want a protected border. They want safer communities. They want better schools. They want an end to this racist narrative. They want an end to this idea of being xenophobes. And this border situation would fix it all. Most of those things would be improved if we stopped the border, you know, stopped all this nonsense at the border. But have they done it? Democrats are dangerous, and they are the biggest threat to this constitutional republic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In case you haven't figured it out, and you may have because you've been listening to this program for quite some time, but leftists really hate when you discover this dirty little secret about them. You ready? They're stupid. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm not kidding. They're stupid. They hate it. Because they grow up thinking they're smart. They get the degrees. They get the pedigree. Think about this lady at Harvard. I don't know how many things she's plagiarized. And I read a couple of pieces, and it was a little bit. I mean, you know, if somebody writes an article about something or they have the information there and you glean that same information out and you change the words up a little bit, I don't consider that necessarily plagiarism. It's lazy journalism to a degree. I do it all the time, but I tell you why. I don't have enough time to put it together. But if I'm writing an academic paper, I'm going to make a reference of where I got it. Just so you guys know, you probably don't know this. My average show we probably generate, and I'm going to look at my producers and ask them, would you say the average show is somewhere between 30 to 50 pages of information? Am I pretty close? Yeah. In other words, when we go out, we look at articles, we clip, we take the attribute of where we got the article, we clip the article. Sometimes it's highlighted. Kevin, here's the part you want to read for this show. There's a lot of prep. And what I started doing, I don't know, years ago, but not from the very beginning, but we made attribution because I don't want people listening to the show and going, well, Kevin Jackson took credit for those words, but he didn't say that. That was from an article. So you'll hear me say stuff like, so let me continue to read. Or he goes on to say, the writer goes on to say this, I want you to know what's mine and what's theirs. And there's a reason for that. I'm not trying to steal ideas. And if it's somebody's, I'll go, man, that's a great concept. I wish I thought of that. It's pretty rare, but it is true. And then here's the thing that I really want you to understand. I make no qualms in telling you there are people who are so much brighter than I am in many aspects of what I do. You can't be a master in all of these different subjects. Foreign policy and Ukraine and, you know, who knows more about this region of the world or whatever. You can't. Nor could you be a student of history to that degree. The only thing you can be an expert in is in your experiences, which is why I give you many of mine when I'm doing the show. Again, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, it's a new year, and here's what I'd like you to do as a favor. It's going to be a favor to you, but right now you'll help me. Go to my website and get the Transact card. That card is $25 a year. I promise you, if you do any basic spending, it will give you back geometrically what you put into it. In other words, you make $100, $200, $500 a year easy with this card. It's like having a coupon right on your credit card. So everything you buy, you're getting that little percentage back that every store wants to give you. They're set up for it. The retail price is already built in. And what they hope is that most people won't take it. And we don't. Do you coupon? I would venture to tell you the majority of us do not. Unless it's a big rebate or something, you don't coupon. This card does it. But the travel benefits are so worth it. You're going to take a trip this year? Probably going to plan something? This thing's probably going to save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Just because you spend what you're going to spend it on anyway. In other words, you go out to buy yourself some burgers or I don't know. You're getting these Z-Bucks that are credited towards your travel account. Use it. Folks, go out there and do it. I'm telling you. And for those of you who've already done it, thank you. I appreciate you doing it. You know, it's going to benefit you and it benefits us. I don't know. It's a small amount. I promise you it's not enough for me to say grace over, but it shows that you're supporting what we do. And right now it may be, I don't know, 10, 20 people. But if it turns out to be 2,000, 20,000, all the better. I believe in incrementalism. I'm going to move on. I'm going to run out of time. Leftists are stupid. And let me tell you what the biggest exposure of their stupidity was, Donald Trump. That's why they can't stand the guy. That's why they talk about protecting the democracy as they try to destroy it. They want to destroy Donald Trump because they must. He showcases their stupidity. They handpicked Obama. How'd that turn out? Mr. Dreamy. Joy Behar admitted they can't beat Trump at the ballot box. So she said the law has to get him. I'm paraphrasing her, but that's essentially what she said. She said these third-party candidates are stopping Joe Biden from winning. She knows that's a lie. Joe Biden didn't win in 2020, can't win in 2024. They need a scapegoat. You guys have heard me talk about this. They want to blame Dean What's-His-Face, from Minnesota, the congressman that's running. They want to blame Kennedy Jr. They need a scapegoat. But the real scapegoat is Joe Biden. They are upset that you got it right and they got it wrong. And that's why they hold on to this guy. They hold on to this old clown like he is a gold ingot. Anyway, A lot of people commented when Joy Behar made her statement. And here's one of them. I love it when people, when you people expose who you are, said one critic. You are everything you fear in Trump. Keep posting. It builds the walkaway movement. Thanks again. It was people like you who made me dig deeper and see the lies. Now, I don't know who this person was that responded to Joy Behar, but I'm presuming it was a Democrat that woke up. I cannot tell you how excited I am about the prospects for this year. See, this year, we woke up a lot of people in the last decade. This year, last year, we woke up a ton more. Probably geometrically more than we did before. This year, we are going to wake up so many people. It is, the Democrats fear this like you wouldn't believe. And they have to. They have poked the bear, awakened the sleeping giant, call it whatever you want. They have done it to themselves. Here's what another one wrote about Joy Behar. A small group of appointed officials must choose the next leader of the nation for us, for democracy. And of course, they're mocking it. See, this is a small group of people like Fauci and those guys who said, lock down the country, kill the economy. A small group of people that says, you know what? We need to go to war with Russia by way of Ukraine. A small group of people say, let Iran have the nuclear bomb. A small group of people say, let's start letting people flood into the United States. A small group of people say, let's let criminals out that have committed heinous crimes because we'll claim it's overcrowded jails or whatever. It's not even people that get elected to do this. It's what they call unelected bureaucrats, selected people. And you know how these people got selected? Oh, you know the answer. Money. Donate $100,000 to a candidate and watch how your life changes. $100,000. I'm going to tell you, you donate $100,000 to the governor of your state, that person will know you personally. If you do a fundraiser for them and they make $250,000, you will be on their Christmas list. It doesn't take much to get their attention. That's what's sad. Donald Trump did it with $50,000 donations to mayors of cities. That's how he built his bill. I mean, I'm not mad at him. I'm just telling you. He didn't have to give away millions of dollars. Being in his presence, saying, oh, this guy gave me $100,000. Once you're in that inner circle, man, it is unbelievable. I've seen it. Anyway, they went on to say this. Even as they blast him, indict him, keep people from voting for him, and raid his home to look through his wife's clothing, the left seems to be only accomplishing one thing, uniting more people behind Trump. Here was another comment. Maybe Behar coming right out with the truth gives credence to the phony slogan of the Washington Post, democracy dies in the darkness. I love that one. Another one said, that's because whether she intended it or not, Behar has shown us some light about how the left defines democracy. These people don't care about democracy. They certainly don't care about the Constitutional Republic. And you know what they use the Constitutional for? To look for ways to hurt you. That's how they're trying to indict Trump with the Insurrection Act using the 14th Amendment. They use the 14th Amendment to let criminals have people have babies in the United States and give them birthright citizenship. They prostitute the Constitution, but they claim they want to protect the democracy.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.